Ook okay, niks zo koax, get six months nog ben aan nog zus te gooi. Nistuak ook, ik doe me dood doe. Hello, my relatives, I'm very glad to see you today. I am first one there. My name is Lisa Crowshoe. Before we get started today, I want to give you background for today's podcast. I am not a fluent speaker of Siksikaitsipuksin. When listening to Siksikaitsipuksin, I understand most of what is spoken, not word for word, but I get the gist of what is being said. What I learned about Siksikaitsipuksin, I learned from my parents and grandparents, specifically my grandmother, a non-English speaker limited to single words or phrases like good girl or good boy. These family members taught me values and linked those to how I learned Siksikaitsipuksin. For this reason, I bring you a podcast that will attempt to link Siksikaitsipuksin with traditional values of our Siksikaitsitipi communities. It is my hope that by creating and sharing podcasts using Siksikaitsipuksin to describe our Nitsitipi values that our communities, but specifically our Siksikaitsitipi youth, will understand our traditional ways of knowing and learning. Today we have Elder Suwatsi Dapidapi Herman Many Guns joining us, and I am so pleased that you have taken the time to be with us. Please take a few minutes to introduce yourself.
Okay, nokeneko Suwatsi Dapidapi. Letto tsitapio ka keneka patapio. Okay, patxipikan. Okay, ninna anesta pinotoi. Okay, ni Krista anesta. Stachtskrach kumma ki wam skapi pikani stu tua ne krista. Nach siksawa ka kena machka. O ki waka sisina ki waka. Kenneks go ki ne tato tseta piwan ka krisi koyika. My name is Herman Many Guns. My Blackfoot name is Sitting Behind Eagle Tail. Come from the Cattail Clan, from the Pikani Nation. My parents are Edmund Many Guns and Cora Catholic, and Many Guns is from the Blackfeet in Montana. My grandfather is Eugene Many Guns Sr., and my grandmother is Cecile Grassy Water Many Guns. Thank you.
Today our podcast will focus on the Siksikaitsitipi value of omeitaksin, to believe. The definition of this word, how it was traditionally learned, the language that embodies the value, and the actions one can take in their life to show the value will be addressed during this podcast. This podcast will start with an introduction of the Elder Knowledge Keeper, then move to a short language lesson of values-based words and phrases that you may hear during the storytelling segment. To conclude, the Elder Knowledge Keeper will reiterate the words and phrases and provide English translation as needed. In discussing the value of omeitaksin, to believe, there are phrases that Suwatsi Dapidapi will share with you. This is a mini Siksikaitsipuksin language lesson.
Okay, Suwatsi, for omeitaksin. Today, the value I'm going to be talking about, believing. First part is Istipatapi opa, omeito. Creator is who we believe in. Okay, all made to out. All made to out. Gahsin Nonix. We believe in our grandparents. Okay, all made to out. And it can eat you bad to be. We believe in our way of life. Okay. You can call me out and you still keep at the beats in your needlements. We have so many different values that was given to us to believe in. All made the way. It's a beam in your needs. It's a crystal needs. Okay, kin needs. You believe in our parents, you believe in your father, and you believe in your mother. All made to I is to what the Gahsin Nomix. You believe and you listen to our grandparents, your grandmothers, and your grandfathers. Okay, I'll meet you, but it's a chinix in no next gars in no next. In no cookie, I thought it's a big things. We believe in the stories that were passed down from the beginning of our creation by our grandparents and our ancestors. So believing is one of the main values. One, the belief is to believe in yourself, to believe in yourself, who you are. By believing and understanding what belief means in our way of life is one of the very important values in life. It's the much toxin, the moment that's compatible. If you believe in something that you're being taught, you have a benefit in what you learn.
As Suwatsi Tapitapi moves into their story, we want you to listen for these phrases throughout. At the end of this podcast, the Elder and Knowledge Keeper will repeat these phrases. The good thing about podcasts is that you can return and rewind the audio to listen, say aloud these phrases along with the Elder Knowledge Keeper. Let's set the scene for traditional Siksikaitsitapi storytelling. Agatapi Tsuniki, telling old stories, occurred at any time of the day when the situation presented itself, but it was most common that stories were told by the evening fires where families gathered together. Igatapi Tsuniki told of our cosmology, our connection to the universe, to the star people, the sun, the moon, of our ancestors who could traverse both worlds, to the gifts given Siksikaitsitapi, humans, animals, plants, songs, ceremonies, and to the values and protocols and traditional laws that Siksikaitsitapi people needed to live in a good way, Nitsitapiapi. Nitsitapiapi through Igatapi Tsuniki is an old way and required a strong yet gentle storyteller who would convey to the listener the value found in the story. In this podcast, we attempt to do the same for you, the listener.
Okay, okay. Itse ni ka kenik iskohtak. Ei tää puutu tämä piuakaa kenik naaksen nane ka kmanista etsini kipia. Istä uutisikska ta kiupane ka nii päätä piissä. Ooki kannak taaksina ka päätseni ka ennen kuin meittaksini. Haamik iskohtse ka ennen kuin mä tuumeen ta piuakaa kaamitske istuutitsin ikseni. Aamukka ei sitä päätseni ja muhkaan sitä maistuipan. Maistuipana alkaa kannat koukkaa. Hänet mä tuumme, että piuak istuutsit sitä tauok. Istu päätä piuopa alkaa kannat kuin tää puuttuu. Olki istu päätä piuopa, niin ehkä ei sitä näjääksä mokki olla kahtee. Ahka on meittaksuusi. Olki kenen muopa, niin kuin mä tapio alkaa, kun tuumata paapistutsiin alkaa. Olki jauhkei maistuipa, niin Okatsi pisatapsi, okatsi tuutsi ita piuasu. Okisti päätä piu penneis takatsi vai mahkaa paukka kiaanista kiaanaska matta piuaka. Okimi puhsa paa päässä, joka kiaamuh koukea. Isti päätä piu paa iaksi miua ja oki kiaamissa ei ennäkä matta piua kissuhti kiaamissa keiktää päässä puhpua a kaksi maanista. Kehtsuksi päätä piisua. Ässä paattuukki omitsik, kertsuks päätä piispuolella kissuhtik. Olki se vaajuhtsi minnikin, että vauvat tää päiksemistä tunnu ainakin päätä piisinnuun. Kertavat se pahti piispuolella kissuhtik. Olki kiamukkeimma stuupan tämmöks täällä. Tämmökkät se tspiä päätä piuva kannakamma tapiuva. Kenni me ei tuhkiitsiksemistä tuomistu päätä piuva taanik. Okei, jansi kääksä paattu. Ki tohkiitsiksi, mistä tuumme määrätsi tuumme itta kiuatsiksi. Ostu miskitsita wattu mei tohsi tanio anisto daksta manista päätä pidita kanista päätä pispi mara amokhe mara katsisi wata makhisi päätä piopaka oke kemaisi päätä piaka kai istukutsi wasa amotskis kunata pismakta päät makta päpisatska simakhita spumokhse waka kanekamatta pi i kohkats kunata psi ennek mats kohta kamatta pi asukawanya iskuta mahkatus o ke mahka ga kita tu so ki sta pa pesat ska so ki sta spo moment pusto ta mahka na yok ki tu ma ken khoda khta pa ta pyo ta mahsis ka che ahsis ka wa ka o ke ne ka ki ek mahsi mahko ka si mahsi o ke ki mai che pa ta pyo pita ne wa ksa ki ke ni mara ka ne si wa ke ni ki tsis ka kit satessi mahka mai stoipan itanio ita poka kiupa tu mai itanio ke wak sara ko khone se pik iskita tawa ma woksis ma tapi waka ani tan stek se tapi sto tu ke so ke ni tan sta si sto nem mo ke sa waka takse pu se skita ta ya kenna yo kita paeksim sta tu mai sara ko khone sta ta ko khone se ipu skita tawa na ka ma tapi Kenne ei pohsa paa pääsi, että ne ooki vaikka takkokanäksessä tai vaikka kana kiinni on. Aamassa ja aamassa kaapipi kanni on se, missä takissa, niin kenne mei itse takkokan skoji muuksessa kiinni on. Sä kenne yksi kääs, noh kääs saatu yksikin määks, noh kaapää. Pääsaamit, ääsaamat siivakaa, että muuksessa kiinni on. Saa maata tohkuun no juu, eikö saa? Sä kenäkään mä tapin, että mä ei tapin itäpiin. Ito mata pita po mata po puna ki ama tohku iwa eksa waka. Mis watita sabkhpea waka. Ken ni ka wotsitu ki kakhpea ke mok ma istu pana ke ta mota mokka tsitsinu ki kawa. Ke nokka tatsina sambi mokses ki ni ke ka samaksa tsi wak. Ma tsika kai po iwa tsiks. Ya mokka e ta mokka tspia pata pe ka wakho. Ma tsitsin tsigaksa wa essaisi. Kaksa vai sommitskaas. Kenne joki tsinaapasi maatsika kannista ikkitu tsiuatsiksa. Ei muuksia tota sommia ei niu. Kenne ikso kia vai käsamaisi tsinaapsammi. Kustua käsamaikassa tsiua. Kia muka ei matsinau. Nohkatsi taapuka kiupaatumaa niitki päätäpiisi. Nohkatsi taapuka. Nohkatsi taapuka. Isä paatuma vaka kene ko meittakseni kaki. Haka mata pskskammi muus ni ai stoipan ka. Hänik manistu ki kahpe. Hän ei täpis tsinatsi vai kenni me einaksi ja einaksi samoi tani haatsiksi pskkim ma mahka mai stoipan vaka. Ta taksi pu ta kohkatsi pu tski ta taksi ksaas. Oo msi apartuks ko seni takita pu Taki tsi kras. Taksi ka kaakiu ako kiu satu pova kaakni ut siitu kuvai. Kenni mai maa tämi tapis su maa ninna ova kaakki tässä. Kenni mai ei tässä sammi vai miiska maistu. Eipä neitsiks kannaa puhaki tää tomata puka kiu satsi vai. Kenni mai itse nui miiska maistu. Eipä miiska maa kääks kannii saksi. Kenni hok miiska tämä miitsi su. Kenni otsi tuommoiset natsi sinne natsi kohpikin, kenni muokin mitä pystyy. Kemääkää samassa ja kemää sammi vai otsi sitä pystyy sohpikin. Kenni mä ei saakin ja haapa ja uokka kiusatsi vai. Kauhe se kohti spiisauan jo maa piiksi jo. Maistuu itse sauan jo. Maa maistuu vaikka tämänistinä menin aapi. Happy or not the mix cinema moch my store it got saw and again na yok ma nina sami mi my store yan no ko stop wa wa ne kima ka ma my store pana tami pix and stop si my store ken na yok no khati tap si takyo no khati tan este no khati tap pas ka takyan si ma tapix es takit spia pa wa wa ne taksikai si ipis cimbo kiak sa kami so kata mapatok sa wani kima cit sa pias sami wal kiak kutsis kami kata mapatok sa wani so kat sinungi wat skawan si kima mai stoi panta matami ta wani o ke wakama cit sin na pa wani kami kita mska pa wani wakika pa no katap stikita ki eko pumakukus kino kasi kima ka sa mitsit sa pioka kiu sa tsiwai. Kini mai so ka tita po takawani sa mats kami tawani. Hani si mista ki sa mita pspiawani. I na krisam siu kini yo ka atsku tawani. Kini hani sohti atsitu pia piksi. Kima ka kita o pio kakai krisi koi oka kiu sa. Ni to mea nuwe o tsku tawani se. O kini yo titsi da tsiks kopi kini ta pitsawani. Mati samoa atse piiksi itapiua se kan koka tsksaksi kemio koka tamit nisi initu isi tamitapspio kemio tsiitu kouan tamatitapspio tamatitsipiimai keni mai maa esks kami waiti tani wakainaksi samitsipstupi niu tsiitu kouan keni mouka mii tamatitapin nisi itiitu isi kemio tsiitu kouan tamitutu Mi kitsimot kitsimremi kai stio. Kenne yo kitsipsiksa se ma ninna kenno ma ma stoi panan ne tsaki ma stio waka aka mo ka. Ni tsipa ko yistima ma stoi panan ne da yo ka kemani tsikine ta it pstiksa se kisit stas sami mi ma stoi pan. Kemani ma stoi panita me mo ka kemani stas sami we ipa ko yistio.
Musi utsituksi kinskaan se ka iksisakusa kitu taste. Ah, koskini ama ye aksisatu misuski iksisakus matapi marat marat toko yo itsksaksa. Kenni mai ma tamatsi tamatsi ku grapat apina ko ni toi mi atsiksa. Se takokuskinu ama mai stoi pano tätä pohpi manista. Tätä pstiki manitskini putsikisatsi niu. Asi mistake se speakers that se kenni mai ma at saksi gatsi piksi mai stoa se kom kho gatsi ta pawa wane gat kimi gatsi sawane ei toh ko ye mo mai stoa ken kho gatsi gatsi so kima tpo ki yo tpo ki so o tita pa wane speak kenni mai ma mi a me orki orti kimska ne ka ka ne kam khoi ak nakh mai stoi pa na ma ka ka wa ne han ne o ti ti si fi ya han ne ya orki o ka kan na yok itani taksi pi kri pi ya taksi pi kri an the steps that's ka krisk stucky taksi a da ki sust taksi pi kri kima atxitskawani mai stoi pan kini itsinu ko mai kiskstaki tässä hakaini ha ei ga ga ya khsimba wa ka kan ni itsikinu kisakum mi mo kiska kiskstaki aksi ka khsim ke mai stoi pan atita pawa wa ne ka tsu to pya pixel eko po makto wa taxin khatta pstiki taki ha ma pita piwa simo ketano kita pohpe pekkinä tapukta pawa ka mi akai ni kriskista ke kya makai ma ni na ka khatsipi kanista khatsipi kanista psi kriskista ke na oki test ke mo tokska yo waps pa ya pus sina ka pus sammi wai ke mo ko boksa pokta po wa ka ma sto ka ke ni mai te ta pas ta pokto ta pokit pa oni ta pekka watsi wai ke mai ma tassi ni pa ma ni mai sto ma ni stas man stekka watpi makutko ise kenni ma ate tapkhpa wani me us toksis ni ka kenni mo ka wa ka mo no khsin no khta pussapi ma chi ka wa chi wa me o wapspi cha kenna yo ka ta tapkh kenni mo ka ta tap ik ka wa chi wa kenni me tani wa da ta ka sku ta wan ko ka ka chi sta pa wani ke ma chi ma khati chi po din se snit skin wa ap ko ya ta pus so ni ksi ni o chi kimi tamat sku tu ya mi itoki ka ya kenni mai at tapin la ko ke ja tru sku ni mai kom hok atse atpi kanistap sewa atpi kanistap si mai stokat sawan kima mat sita khpo ke kan khita itma khat atpi kanistap si awakas ken ni mok mat sit tes che kima atu tawan ke mat te kimi kimi a mai sto panat tu to pya pikse mi awakas ke ni kam khe ni mam tapi na khat atpi kanistap so ken mo gatsa ta pekka watsi wai ken ke ken ke amo ye o ko wan watsa te it's ta pekka watsi ken mo khta khuttu ta ki ik se sa ko ke ma ma tes es chi ni pa ken no ko ya pi ip happy chi ni wa tsa ken ne ye ta ka watsi wai ken no gat ta po pa wa ni en do sam ke ma awa ka sa ne o tsa se fini to me no we ta po ke tro pa wa se mo mo ken kima awakase ci pisco i kano ci musse ma mai sto katse ci kenne yo ei ni matiwe no khatse ci pi no khatse ci pispeki i pi kan sta psi ma tapi o ken ho ke ta pa i skripse mi mai sto e musse o katse ka kapi wai mi kimi o ci to ko wai kenne sto ke musse ta pa akripsto pisni to is ken o ke ci skripsta ma mak ma mai sto kriksin namma tsik kenno ka istin noh kisti ohkatis mi tapiskri pipi de mai ta wan se gas chip satsi ways tamman nikki tan tsmai nikski ni o kiti tsik kisa ta wa ex ke ma ma ta wan ha mat skini po tsik pit ki tkhtai po chpi ma mat ske mat skini pa tsik ke ma tsis tap sakri ta po tu i sui ku tsi mi sti sti ka ksi mi sti ki tsi tsi pshto tu ta mi ni to yis. Ta mi tsi pshti ki maa ki nisi sti ka ksi mi tsi tukene tsi tukita pi krim ki tomata pi. Kena uki ma te puksa maa mai stua ki ta wani sti wai. Ta mi kamu ta nikki ta nikiski ki maa maa tsika keipui. Keni mo ki tsi ta pi tu ta ki nisi tsi ta pahki tsi mi. Keno ki ma te poksa ma maisto. Ono wa o mati kohse ma maisto. Ita nisi wai oke waka. Kia ka nisi nukri puutu. Kia ki ta nisi ikis ki ni waka. Ku sita piksi ikis sa teeksi. Keni mo ka etsa manisi. Manisi tukpaku itse. Se kiumuri manisi si. Siksi itse waka. Ma da siksi na ma maisto. Tam siksi na ma maisto. Ita niok na ita nisti socks ko yi wai ita nisti wai okio ani kso ki ni ku ski ni wa ka ya ki tapis ya ki tapi pi ko ni ka ki ya ka ka no ito ka ka to chi ni ki po ni ku ski ni wa ka okio ki chi po te ita nisti so ma po to se ta ni ka no ki ka ka na siksi na po wa wa ki ka se ka wa so yan is so ta ka ma tapi wa ka ka ni ka ni sta ni okio ka ka siksi na po wa mo ku sk mai stoics kenni mai socks ko itani kam khe kitkhut kitkhuk ko se pata pyakh ki tumana se kyakh ko mana sa to se ki pata pi senon o ke kam khe kya ken khe is sok ti kam khe kitkhut ti pon tas ko ko an khe kya ko khe se kena po ki so o me tak so han
okay today I'm telling a story a little bit about the value of believing. The story kind of relates to some of our ancient stories of our ancestors in the beginning of time. In the beginning of time, Creator, in our way of life, it was our sort of our belief system. But as in Creator created individual people, and with this one individual He created, He gave him His power. Then this individual became one of the disciples of Creator and gave him the powers to do different things of teachings in believing in our way of life and some of the values that was given to us through Creator, the laws of Creator, that he can go into within our groups of people to teach them the rights and the wrongs and the values of life as people in different groups within our culture. So it was a very gift that was given to him to help with life. But as in life, he wouldn't accept the word of belief
omaitaksen. So in some of our values, sometimes when you don't believe, you tend to stray away from that belief system when it's set down, when these rules and laws were given, and it's given to you to help guide people in a better way. And by not believing, he decided to take his own route in life and make those changes. And I guess in a more simple way to say, he wanted to start doing more sinful things and breaking those laws and using his own judgment and making decisions on how he should teach people. And so one of the things that he wanted to do, he wanted to get into a relationship with a woman, and he was denied that part. So by using his anger and his frustration, and not only he wanted to have his way, he wanted to retaliate back some way so he can get even on Creator and not only on his people. Because at the time when all this taken place, some of the groups of people, you know, they were kind of making fun of him, of the mistakes that he was making and things like that. So he wanted to basically leave the belief system, but not only use his anger and frustrations to get even on people. So he thought about the idea of saying, well, I'm going to come up with a plan, and I'm going to go hide all the buffalo and starve out the people so I can satisfy my feelings of how I was treated. When this was taking place, so they were all in the encampment, and they would all go out, and everybody would go search for the buffalo and try to find food for the people, and he would camp right amongst them. So when all the hunters would go out, he would go out with the hunters, but here he already hit the buffalo already, and each time he'd pretend like he didn't know where the buffalo is. So that this one individual kind of kept an eye on him. So one day early in the morning, one recognized individual took off into the mountainside not far from the camp, and he was hiding in the pine trees. And while he was hiding in the pine trees, he hid himself very well that nobody would see him, but his focus was on this individual that was hiding the buffalo. He was focusing on his teepee after the person was observing. So next thing early one morning, they seen him getting up, and he was looking around outside his teepee. Next thing, he wandered west to another patch of thick bushes, and he seen him go walking into those bushes up on the west side. And he kept an eye on him. It's just not long after that took place there, it's just all of a sudden they seen this white crow flying out of the patches of the thick bush that was at. And when he went in there, he transformed himself into a white crow. He was being suspicious too, because he didn't want anybody to find out in what he was doing. Then he started flying around amongst the people so they won't notice him. So he flew north, he flew to the east, he flew to the west, and all of a sudden they kept an eye on him, and he flew to the west. He flew to the west, and he was gone for a long time. He went to get his fill from the buffalo. He went to eat what buffaloes that was up there. He butchered some of the buffalo there, and that's what he was eating on. Then when he came flying back to the camp, and that guy was still hiding all day, he was waiting for him to fly back. And when he did fly back, he flew right back into that same patch of where the thick bushes were. And all of a sudden, was long after, next thing, this individual came walking out and walked to his camp. And when he got to his teepee, he went inside, but he left his teepee door open. And the guy that was keeping an eye on him from the bushes or from the pine trees came out, snuck to his teepee. When he got to the teepee, his door was open. Then all of a sudden, the guy snuck inside and snuck close enough to him. And this individual that was laying there had his mouth wide open. He was sleeping. And between his teeth, he could see some of the leftover meat that was on his teeth. And he found out, well, here's the person that's been hiding the buffalo all this time. It's him. But I got to make sure that's him. So what he done was that the next day, same thing, individual went to the thick parts of the bushes of where he went in again. He transformed himself into a white crow again. And sure enough, he was kind of being suspicious. He was flying around so nobody would notice him. Then he flew away back into the west again of where he went. So this time he followed him, and when he followed him up the mountain valley along this creek, he says, well, this is where this white crow is going to fly back through. He says, I'm going to pretend to be a beaver, a dead beaver, and I'm going to see if I can catch him. When the white crow came flying back and was flying around, and he seen that dead beaver along the creek, and he flew down there. He was telling himself, oh, those beavers taste real tender. They really got tender meat, and they taste real good. So he got there, and he started pecking on him, and all of a sudden, the guy's eye was kind of open a little bit, and that crow pecked him in the eye. And after he pecked him in the eye, and he says, well, maybe I'm not going to bother with this beaver. Then he flew home. So by the time he got back to the camp, he's already transformed himself back into a human being again. But still, the next day, he went back alongside of that. Went early in the morning again, but he went barely high. So this time when he flew out, he followed him again. But this time he turned himself into a dead deer along the creek. And this is where the crow again came flying by. And white crow started pecking on him again, eating some of the flesh off him. And he was really pecking on him. And it was really getting painful where he was getting pecked up. But as the crow was jumping up closer to his chest and the deer was laying there, all of a sudden the deer reaches up and grabs him by the legs. Grabs him by the legs and held him. Then he turns himself back into a person. Grabs the crow by the legs and brings him all the way back to the camp and back to his teepee. Not that the white crow's teepee, his teepee. Then he takes with rawhide, and he takes the white crow in the center of the lodge where it comes down. He ties the crow upside down with his head down with his legs up. And he goes out and finds some firewood and sage and makes a big fire in that teepee, telling the white crow, he says, you know, what Creator has given us and what taught us, you know, we're supposed to share things and believing all these things that Creator has given us. I want you to tell me the truth about where those buffalo are. And the white crow would say, well, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know where they're at. So he was lying again, and he made more fire and more smoke, and then all of a sudden he was just about suffocating the white crow, choking and things like that. And finally, the crow turns around and tells him, okay, well, I will confess to you. I will tell you the truth of where the buffalo are. So he tells him of where they're at. And then of all that soot and the black smoke and things that was going in that teepee, all of a sudden, everything was just smoking there. So he wasn't white anymore. He was black. So from that point on, that wise old man turns around and tells him, he says, in the near future, you guys are not going to be that color. You guys are going to be black the rest of your life for generations to come. That's how people are going to recognize you. So all these things that once he confessed, and the people got the buffalo for the people to eat. There's so many values in that story that I talked about, is to be truthful, to be honest, not to be selfish, don't use your anger, to get even on people. But all things at the end of the story is that it's the things that Creator has given us to believe in who you are, to believe in your people, to believe in what was created for you, and to be honest toward things and honest with people. And
thank you for sharing that wonderful story with our listeners. I want to thank Suwatsi Dapidapi for connecting storytelling to Nitsitapiapi.
Thank you very much, Suwatsi Dapidapi. I very much appreciate it that you're taking Umeduxin, bringing into it truth-telling and honesty, really not being deceitful, using trickery, you know, as a result of this crow and this man wanting to have the belief that Creator's powers were better and greater than what this man was tricking them into believing.
Yeah.
That's such a good story to tell about many values. So my question to you would be, how does storytelling and sharing stories help our young people?
Well, I think by telling stories to and sharing with the young people, it gives them that the proper guidance in life, and not only with the guidance, but it gives them better choices in life, in directions as they move forward in their journey in life, to make sure that everything that they're being taught and what they're learning, they gain that and they put it into perspective and how that's going to benefit them to be better people in the future.
Do you think the word like umetaksin by itself has an innate value? Like there's a spirit in that word, it's embedded in that word,
yeah,
to help our young people?
Yeah, I think it comes, and I guess to say, when we talk about all the stories that come together, but not only the stories, it's all connected through our spirit. And within our spirit is what help guides us. And this is where some of the moral values come from. Because some of the stories at the onset of our creation, where Creator gave everything spirit. And the spirit that He gave to us, it not only us and as human beings, but He gave spirit to all animals and birds and water animals and everything, the trees and everything is given that spirit. So that spirit there, it helps connect. It has to be connected for us to be able to focus on the things and the values and the belief system that guides us to stay within the perimeters of the bad and the good. So your spirit is always connecting, your spirit is always ahead of you, the spirit is always forewarning you. So all these things, what it means is just to keep your spirit intact. That way you become whole and use your better judgment in the things that you do as you move on in life.
Thanks. I appreciate that because I think our young people have missed that somehow, to know that their spirit is where it all starts. That's the beginning of,
yeah,
and as you said earlier, the beginning point of them learning and accepting different values that they're taught. And I think sometimes our young people miss the values that are being told in the everyday things, but also being told in those stories that had created us, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think stories about Matapiks and, you know, how we became those real people.
Yeah.
But we became real people because of the values that Creator had given us at that time. So
yeah,
much appreciated with that. I was going to ask you another question. Earlier you had talked about, like, language is very time and place specific. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I guess our language is a very... There are so many different levels of our language. One of the things on the onset is to say the spiritual language. And the spiritual language is used as a teaching tool that's making sure that you're connected to yourself as a human being, but also in a spiritual part of it. So there's the spiritual language, but also after the spiritual language, then there's earthly things that vary in so many different forms of the language, and there are specific things, how the language is used, how you communicate with, not only in the spiritual part, but as a physical form of people and time and place and how it's supposed to be used. So the connection is not only within the physical part, but also it connects from the other side, from the spiritual part of it, that embeds in not only in your mind and your and who you are, but it gives you better judgments and a better understanding, because there are some words that are very specific in how you use the language and how you communicate to the people of the group. It could be groups, or when I'm referring to groups is back then we had societies, because there was a way of talking to society members. So there was another specific way of teaching those groups of people, whereas when you're talking to family, there's another specific way of communicating with your family or individual people as you're telling them what is some values and what they mean. So there are all very specific in how you use the language. One part is that when the old people talk to us, it was passed on from that generation to generation. they made us feel part of in the language, because they would call you very specifically for you to be part of something. And by what I mean by something, you know, they would tell you, and that's what I'm saying, through all the languages you're being taught as a young child, you were always referred to something. That's a good gesture that you feel you are part of something. And by saying that, you know, the old people would, you know, they were specific. And that's why our names were very important at a young age. For example, if you had a child and this child was given his Blackfoot name, well, a lot of times they would refer to that child's Blackfoot name. But as you get older, you know, those specific names are also given for you to feel part of the family or part of the group, you know, or as a friend or whatever would it mean. When you talk and you say, the old people would say, okay, or some of you would maybe say, okay, niskani, pochsapo. And just by saying niskani or nitaki, pochsapo, all those specific words, okay, well, if it's a Blackfoot name, well, they'll say, okay, they'll say the Blackfoot name, they'll say, okay, pochsapo. You know, so this, the gesture of the voice is, it's reacting to say, you're a specific person, you're a young man, maybe say Sakhkina or, you know, Nidakka, or you get those specific names that connect you to that individual that's asking you. They're not going to say, hey, you, come here. They're going to say it with a real kind gesture where they'll say, okay, pochsapot niskan, nisa, pochsapot. It's the kind voice of bringing those positive energies together to bring that person forward to say, okay, kya kohkito tukkat. Okay, I'm going to give you something to do if you could. Oh, me pipo to do it. Okay, no chutta kohkit. So many ways of those gestures are used in a very easy way of communicating and understanding. Come here, I'll teach you. I'll teach you what I'm trying to explain to you. Come here, this is how you do it. This is specifically how the steps you're going, and this is how you go do it. So all those words that are coming sometimes are very specific in a way, how you reach out to a person and how you want the individual to learn or teach or share about how things are going to connect together. It's like a puzzle, trying to put a puzzle together and say, well, this piece goes over there, this piece. But all of a sudden, it's all together. And that's how the language comes together in part of our teaching of our language. Anyway, yeah. So,
I really want to thank you for the answers to the questions. I think that, as you're saying, like, I just pictured a jigsaw puzzle. And really, when you're looking at Ometaksin and all the other values that were a part of the story that you gave, they're just pieces of a larger puzzle, right. You know, like, you know, Niti Boksin or, yeah. You know, Siksikaitutapi. Or Nitsitapiapi.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nitsitapiapi.
Yeah. Just that larger picture of who we are. And, you know, we start putting these little pieces, you know. So for me, like, Ometaksin is, you know, an excellent start to a discussion on where do we go with our young people. I really want our young people to understand that there's starting points. We don't all start at the same spot, right?
Yeah.
Our starting points are different. And, right. I, you know, hopefully that there's going to be a young person that's going to listen to your lessons, to your stories, and that's going to be their starting point, that it just takes one person to say it, and it takes one person to listen and receive it. So I just want to thank you for sharing that with us today.
Thank you.
Okay, we're back. See, we are.
to make ducks. Today, Val, I'm going to be talking about believing. First part is istipatapi all made to Creator is who we believe in. Okay, all made to we believe in our grandparents. Okay, all made to we believe in our way of life. Okay, you can call me out, you still debate the peace in your economies. We have so many different values that was given to us to believe. All made to way. Kichitapimin nonix. Kichiston nenix. Okay, kinnix. You believe in our parents. You believe in your father. And you believe in your mother. All made to I is to what the Gahsen Nomix. You believe and you listen to our grandparents, your grandmothers, and your grandfathers. Okay, all made to it's a Chinixen Nomix, Gahsen Nomix. In Nochko Giachdotistapin. We believe in the stories that were passed down from the beginning of our creation by our grandparents and our ancestors. So believing is one of the main values. One, the belief is to believe in yourself. To believe in yourself, who you are. All made to Nitonipi, Haneka Kakstimanistikak, Okinikistini, Hosishkutski, Haneka Kakstimanistik, Stasukripata. By believing and understanding what belief means in our way of life is one of the very important values in life. It's the much toxin, the mumaitsiki. That's what could back to be. If you believe in something that you're being taught, you have a benefit in what you learn.
I want to thank Suwatsi Tapitapi for spending this time with us and hope it has been valuable to the listener. Not only have we had the privilege of spending time with our elder and knowledge keeper, learning Igatapi Tsiniki and Nitsitapiapi, we are also privileged to learn Siksigate Tsipoksin, which helps enrich our lives, and may we be so honored to share these teachings with our children. Once again, thank you for joining us today. Yeah.